Title for our words for reflection this morning is the word awesome. Beginning with a quote from Goethe. Awe is the finest portion of humankind. In awe, one feels profoundly the immense. Awesome may be the way your teenager responds to what has just pleased her greatly, be it a motorcycle ride, the film she just saw, or even a chocolate chip cookie. At least I think they're still using that word. Even though I sometimes envy teenagers' ability to be amazed by the simple pleasures life has to offer, I prefer Goethe's definition of the word and like to save it for a more deserving occasion. It is the finest portion we have. Awe is not just an expression of wonder and reverence and respect. In awe, these feelings are mixed with dread, fear, and in its embrace, we are aware of the presence of the immense. The feeling of awe is a sign that we have a certain degree of being awake, aware, and open to the combination of feelings that create it. When we are in its embrace, we tend to be still, silent, observant. Awe is often anticipated and fostered when we are alone and at rest. When awe struck in the presence of other people, we will spend that moment of awe alone, absorbed, riveted by the power. Only later will we share the experience as we reflect on it. Make this bed with awe are the poetic words Emily Dickinson used as she anticipated her death. A deathbed is indeed to be made with awe. In it, we await immense and excellent and fair judgment. What are some other moments when awesome is the right word for you? To what do you truly respond? Awesome. With these words in our minds and hearts, may we spend a few moments in silent reflection upon them.